Hello, snack lovers. Curb your cravings with My Mochi ice cream. Imagine a scoop of rich, creamy, premium ice cream in your favorite flavor. Now imagine that scoop wrapped up in the sweetest, softest dough known to mankind. That's My Mochi ice cream. Sweet, chewy, cool, and creamy, all in one bite. It's quite possibly the most joyfully chill sensation you've ever had in your life. My Mochi ice cream comes in tons of fabulous flavors, like strawberry, mango, cookies and cream, and double chocolate. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned mochis that are about 80 calories each, and it's also gluten-free. You can find My Mochi at Target or visit MyMochi.com to find a grocery store near you. That's MyMochi.com. Discover the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream today.
More daily records for coronavirus cases and a wave of new deaths.
Kind of scary and daunting.
Some places move ahead.
Phase 4 of our reopening plan.
A new move by the president to end Obamacare.
It's hard to think of a worse time.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup. This Friday brings the second daily coronavirus record in a row. Almost 40,000 new cases are reported in the U.S., along with the most deaths in more than 7 weeks. California, Florida, and Texas are all experiencing major spikes. Our team coverage begins with correspondent Janet Shamlian outside Houston's Methodist Hospital.
Almost a third of the patients in the ICU have COVID. The remaining have other illnesses. With hospitals at capacity, they'll have to turn regular beds into critical care ones.
We want to reassure the public that this pandemic is not eclipsing our capabilities.
Some experts say reopenings may need to be rolled back entirely.
So it's pretty clear that these measures by themselves won't be adequate.
Dr. Peter Hotez is a dean at the Baylor College of Medicine. He says the latest models show Houston reaching 4,000 daily cases of coronavirus by the July 4th weekend.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. Florida has had more than 10,000 new cases in 2 days, Governor Ron DeSantis.
I think we know that it's not something that just goes away.
But he says he won't roll back Florida's reopening and won't issue statewide face mask orders. Some counties and cities have done that on their own. Most of the new cases are in younger people, less likely to be hospitalized.
That age group doesn't have a lot of mortality.
But Seminole County Health Director Dr. Todd Husty fears they'll pass on the virus to others. He expects hospitalizations to rise sharply here in about 2 weeks. New cases are also up sharply in California. CBS's Carter Evans is in Los Angeles.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says a record number of people in the state tested positive this week for coronavirus. Richard Goodeye is from South Los Angeles.
You feel like you're going to die.
Richard believes his father brought the virus home from a routine medical visit. He thinks other relatives became infected after some visited his home and then brought the virus back to their families. Richard was hospitalized when he found out his father was taken to the ICU, where he died.
Did you ever get to talk to him again?
No, I didn't. None of us did.
He worries people aren't getting the message. In Santa Cruz, even though cases are rising, health department officials say it's become impossible to keep people off the beaches.
While states in the South and West put reopening plans on hold, other parts of the country are forging ahead. Illinois enters Phase 4 today. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot.
For the first time since they were forced to close back in March, I'm happy to announce that that includes our museums and zoos, performance venues and movie theaters, summer camps and youth activities, indoor use of restaurants and bars.
Several regions in New York State are also entering Phase 4 today. After a months-long suspension, big box shoppers can nosh as they go again. Costco has brought back free samples at 30 stores in 16 states. President Trump is defending the resurgence of COVID cases. He tells Fox,
"So we have more cases because we do the greatest testing. If we didn't do testing, we'd have no cases. Other countries, they don't test minions."
Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden
thinks that finding out that more Americans are sick will make him look bad.
Late last night, the Trump administration asked the Supreme Court to strike down Obamacare. Loyola University law professor Jessica Levinson.
The Trump administration is continuing with its legal argument that because there's really no longer a penalty associated with not getting health insurance, the entire Affordable Care Act is illegal because it can't be viewed as a tax without a penalty.
Ending the program would leave an estimated 20 million people without coverage. Lawmakers in the House have approved a sweeping police reform bill. It would ban chokeholds and end some legal protections for officers. Majority Leader Steny Hoyer.
We must act to make it clear beyond any doubt to every person in this country that black lives matter.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has already said his chamber won't consider the legislation. Philadelphia's police commissioner and mayor are apologizing after video surfaced showing officers using tear gas, beanbags, and pepper spray on protesters trapped on I-676 this month. Both admit their initial explanations were wrong. Sex abuse claims against Roman Catholic clergy are skyrocketing. U.S. bishops say allegations tripled between 2018 and 19, most contained in lawsuits by survivors of decades-old molestation. Reported cost to the church, more than $281 million. Same-sex couples are toasting to 5 years.
Never in my lifetime did I think I'd see this day. Never. It's just amazing. I'm so thankful.
The Supreme Court issued its landmark ruling on June 26, 2015, legalizing LGBTQ marriages across the land. An estimated 300,000 have said I do since then. New survey from the Pew Center finds acceptance of homosexuality growing around the world, but not in the Middle East or sub-Saharan Africa. Lawmakers in the House are scheduled to vote today on making Washington, D.C., the 51st.
Attempts to make the District of Columbia a state have been tried before and failed. But organizers of this effort hope to seize on momentum of the recent conversations on race by renaming D.C. as the Douglas Commonwealth, named for abolitionist Frederick Douglass. And there's more support this time around. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, who's long opposed the statehood effort, is now behind the proposal. But even if the measure passes the House, it is expected to go nowhere in the Senate. Bill Rakoff, CBS News, Washington.
One of Disney's most popular theme park rides is getting a makeover. Splash Mountain's Song of the South theme, based on the 1946 movie, now widely deemed racist. It'll become Princess and the Frog. It's about Disney's first black princess. The Daytime Emmy Awards go virtual tonight. CBS's Young and the Restless has 21 nominations, just behind General Hospital and Days of Our Lives. The two-hour show will be hosted remotely by the cast of The Talk, our Gail King and Kelsey Grammer among the From Home presenters. It won't seem so lonely at one stadium when baseball makes a comeback.
When the San Francisco Giants finally start playing games at their home park next month, it may look like there are fans in the stands. The Giants are allowing their fans to submit pictures that will be placed on cutouts and placed in individual seats. The idea is to make the stadium appear as normal as possible. Season ticket holders can submit their pictures for free. Non-season ticket holders will have to pay $99. The cutouts will be made of weatherproof material. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
It was the first ever virtual live concert.
Hello, everybody. It's John Legend here.
The EGOT winner's digital avatar streamed live on YouTube and Twitter in a motion capture suit.
Come and get me wasted. This is dedicated to that room.
And that's the World News Roundup for Friday, June 26th. Produced by Matt Cherry. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.